you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to thank you and lift you up and glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised, and there is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, Lord, and we want to exalt you and lift you up and let you know, God, that you are the best thing that ever happened to us, Lord. We want to open up our hearts right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be able to enter in, Father God, and take residence, Lord. We want you to abide inside of us on today, Lord. So we just want to bless you right now, God. Before we go any further and get to asking for anything, God, we're going to lift our hands up and give you all the salutations. We're going to give you all the glory and all the honor, because you're worthy, God. And there is nobody that is like you, God. There is nobody that can compare. There is nobody that is equal. You are God. He who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are great and greater to be praised. There's none, God, that can compare. And nobody, Lord, that is equal. And we want to give it to you, God. We want to give it to you right now, God. We want to give it to you with every muscle and every fiber in our being, God. We're not going to worry about if anybody else is doing it, but we're going to do it personally, individually, for you, God, because you're worthy, God, and it is due you, God. It is due you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is nobody, Father God, that can stand before you. There is nobody, God, that can do what you do. You, Lord, is the one that holds all power in your hands. You, God, is the one that can foresee, that can speak a thing, and it is so. That's why we're here today, because you spoke it, and we came into existence, and we want to bless you. We want to reverence you. We want to bow down to you. We want to tell you right now, God, that we appreciate you and that we love you on today, God. We don't tell you enough. We don't tell you enough, but we want to tell you right now. We love you on today, God. We love you with every muscle and every fiber in our being. We love you on today, God, because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. We salute you. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Oh, God, we're going to give you that sound, because you are God of sound. We want to give it to you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It don't matter what nobody else is doing. It don't matter who's doing it and who not. But we're going to do it individually. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. And we want to tell you that we love you. We want to tell you that we appreciate you. We want to give you our best on today, God. Hallelujah. We dare not exalt anybody higher than you. We dare not exalt anything higher than you. And if by chance we have, Lord, we want to put it down right now, God. Any ground we ever won, we land it at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we land it at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we land it at your feet. Because you are our sovereign. You are the one that gets the glory. You are the one we lifting up. You are the one, God. We dare not walk in pride as if we are somebody or we doing something. But it is you, God, that gets all the accolades. It is you, Lord. Oh, God. There's nothing that we ever say without you, God. And you are the reason we got that job. You the reason we got favor in our homes. You the reason we even got a house. You're the reason, God. You are the one that moved things, Lord. You are the one that set up things, God. You are the one that establishes the thing. You are the one that perfects the thing. It is you, God. We ain't even capable of doing it, because we ain't got that kind of wisdom. But it is you, God, that has all the wisdom. It is you, God, that has all the knowledge. You, God, our God of perfection. Oh, God. And we acknowledge you today, God. We acknowledge you, Lord. And we outpour our hearts on today, God, because we don't bless you enough. But we got to do it right now. We love you, Lord. And we love you, Lord, and we appreciate you. And we want to tell you that on today, God. Oh, Baba Shana. And if don't nobody else love you, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you with any and everything in me. I love you, God. Not because you do stuff, and not because you favor me, but simply because you are God. And you deserve to be loved. Because of what you are, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the epitome of our creation. You are the essence of it all, God. Oh, God. Oh, Baba, Shandere la Casilla. Oh, God, stir it up. Stir up the giving of a lot of birthing to take place. The Dio Co Shandere la Casilla. Oh, Baba, Shandere la Casilla. Oh, Biriaka Shandere la Casilla. Oh, God, he cunned it and I didn't know go Santa. He cunned it like a Santa. Oh, God, how you little go see? Elevation says God. How you, Baba, Baba, Santa, like I see? Hey, God, we accept your will. We accept your way. We accept your person. We accept your destiny. Oh, God, I accept it, God. Because I trust you with me, God. I trust you with my life. I trust you with the plan because you are the master who made the plan. Therefore, I know it's a master plan. I trust you, God, in any and every area of my life. If you tell me to wait, Lord, I'm going to wait because I trust you, God. If you tell me to go, I go, God, because I trust you, God. I know you're going to go see. Oh God, I'll do it, God. You'll go see. How go get your go shine in a cassia? I'll speak in your go shine in a cassia. I'll tell your truth in your go shine in a cassia. I'll do it, God. I'll tell your go see. Oh, my man, in a cassia. Oh, Mama, shine in a cassia. I'll pour your spirit, God. I'll pour it even more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'll pour it even more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your people will be saved. I'll pour, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That your people will be healed. I'll pour, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That your people will be free. I'll pour, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That your people will be whole. We're looking for wholeness, God. We're looking for wholeness, God. We're looking for wholeness, Lord. We need wholeness in our life, Lord. We need completion in our life. Lord, we need stability in our life, Lord, but we can't do it on our own. We can't accomplish it on our own, so we need you to help us, Lord. Help us on today, God, to be complete. Help us on today, God, to be whole. Help us on today, God, to be stabilized in you, God, because we know we cannot do it without you. We know that we are not even capable of doing it. Oh, God, help us on today, God, and give your people a heart of acceptance that they may be able to accept your truth and they won't want to fight and kill and murder one another. Help your people on today, God, that they will bow down to you and submit themselves under your mighty hand. Help us on today, God, because we cannot do it on our own. I'm standing up, Lord, for every nation, every tongue, every religion, every individual you ever created. I'm asking that you will help them, God, to get serious about their salvation, to run for their life, because time is running down. Oh, God, sever any and every addiction, whether it's food, drugs, or even gossiping. Sever any and everything, God, that's causing us, God, to not be pleasing in your sight. Ah! Help us, Lord. Help us on today, God. and complete the work that you begun inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not be stunted, God, that they would not be so immature spiritually as well as naturally, Lord. It don't matter, because your people are of age and number, God, but they are immature in the spirit. They are immature in the natural. So help your people, Father God, to grow a little bit more. Help them to mature a little bit more. Help us, Lord, that we would not lean to our own understanding. Oh God, help us, Father God, that we will not reject your truth. Help us that we will not reject your correction. Help us that we will not reject your instruction. Help us that we will not inject ourselves from you. I just heard that. The Lord said you be injecting yourself from him. And he showed me a jet, a fighter jet. And you know how it get hit when it's up in the sky. They eject themselves so that they can be free and they may have a chance to live. The Lord say, you eject yourself from me. But what you don't know is that you are not freeing yourself from my correction. You are not freeing yourself from my direction. You are not freeing yourself from me. But you are killing your own self. Help us on today, God, that we will not disregard your word, your will, your way, and your purpose. Give us stability in our mind, Father God, that we won't be so wishy-washy, that we won't be double-minded, that we won't be fickle, that we won't be raging mad, God. Some of that spirit of pride and haughtiness and daintiness on today, God, that we may be meek and lowly, Lord. That we may forgive one another and have a heart of absolutions, Lord. Help us on today, Lord. See, I'm crying out for us, God. I'm standing in the gap, God. But according to your will, your plan, and your purpose, God, any and everybody you put in my face, and I'm crying out for them, God. Let your will be done. Nevertheless, your will, God. Your will, your will. Your will, your will. Your will, your will, God. Clothe us in your righteousness on today, God. Clothe us in your righteousness on today, God. Clothe us in your peace on today, God. Oh, God, situate us, Father God, that we will be in the right position, Father God, to do the right thing, to speak the right way, to think the right way. Help us on today, God, and remove and sever every evil and wicked thought that we have towards one another, Jesus. Remove any jealousy, envious, backbiting, tailbearing, covetous, lasciousness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking. Remove any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head. Remove that pride and that haughtiness and that daintiness. Remove that spirit of accusation and rage. Remove that argumental spirit and that rebuttal spirit. Remove that know-it-all spirit, Father God, and that spirit that causes us to walk around, God, thinking that we are better than somebody else. Remove that spirit, Father God, that causes us to be compromising our salvation, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and show us your truth. Teach us your truth. Be in our midst on today, Lord, because you say when two or three are gathered, you are there. Be here, God, because we welcome you. Be here, God, because this is your church. Be here, God, because these are your people. Be here, God, because this is your word. Allow your word to become life in our lives on today, God. Manifest your truth, Father God, that we may be able to see these things. Even though we are concealed, the examples are evident. Help us on today, God. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even save our unsaved children, Lord. Touch them in their minds and even in their hearts on today, God. Sever any regrets that we have in our minds and even in our hearts on today, God. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and enrich your people. Enrich them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will walk in the presence of your spirit. Refill us, God. Give us a fresh dip. Give us a new anointing. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us a praying spirit. Give us a spirit to want to read your word. Give us a spirit to allow your word to stimulate and change and rearrange the things in our hearts, God. Bring your word to us, God, as you do quickly. Bring it to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it will help us, Father God, to be free and not in bondage, even in our very own thoughts. Clear our minds on today, God. We want to declutter our thoughts on today, Father God, that you can regulate our minds. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, to forgive our loved ones near and far. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, get past the past that we may be able to go over the past, Father God, and not return to the past. Help us on today, Father God, and remove that spirit and that thought of degradation and segregation, Father God, thinking and believing that as we separate ourselves that we are doing a good thing. Oh God, help us on today, God, that even in our separating ourselves, you say if we do so, we are to do it and come into your presence, not do it and do what we want to do. Oh God, help us on today, God. Open up the revelation of your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will walk in your truth, accept your truth, and speak your truth, living your truth. You are the truth. You are the way. You are the life. You are any and everything that we need on today, Father God. Let us get serious about accepting you into our hearts in totality, Father God. Remove the hardness of the heart and the stony heart on tonight, Father God, and give us a heart of flesh. Break up the fallow ground, Jesus. I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Turn out any and every wall and every barrier that we think we put up to guard our own selves, Lord, because you are our shield, our buckler, our protector, Father God. You are our way maker, showing up on promise, keeper. Oh God, do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'll pour your spirit in this place, Father God. Drench us in your blood. Cleanse us and wash us over and over and over and over again, Father God. Because we all have fallen short of your glory, God. We all sin, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Not to point the finger, wag the head, or even accuse one another, Father God. Or think or believe that this sin is worse than other, because you said in your word that all unrighteousness is sin. Oh God, help us not to pervert your word, Father God, and try to apply it to our lives the way that we want to justify our foolishness, Lord. Let us not even have a sexual perverted thought, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And if by chance they try to creep up, Father God, I'm asking you to help us and strengthen us and equip us, Father God, to continually go into warfare, Lord, because you are a God of peace, even in the flesh. Help us, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, not to be so quick to turn from one another. And settle us, Father God, that we will be on one accord and on one mind, walking in unity, that we may build your kingdom up on today, God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your will and your way and your purpose, your plan, your design. You already predestined this thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to allow it to come into fruition, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we look unto you, which cometh our help coming from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth and everything that is in it. Oh, God. We casting all our cares at your feet right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give you every trouble, every care, every worry, every concern, Lord. Stuff that we have no solution to, God, but we know that you can resolve it. We know that you can release us from it, God. We giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we will not be backslidden, Father God, over and over again just because something was said or something was done. Or we thought, Father God, that it wasn't fair. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to understand that you are not just a faithful God, but you are a just God. And we thank you for being so just, Father God. We want to shake off any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has attached itself to us as we went about our day. We want to shake off any and every thought, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and anoint ourselves, Father God, that you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will be on our mind, Lord, that we will be able to be in a place of peace, Lord, and only speak of the oracles of you. Oh, God, I'm asking you to sit amongst your people on tonight. Oh, God, breathe on us. Even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.